It's a busy week in FPL, especially in terms of chips. Is now the time to triple up on Haaland, or is it actually best to free hit? We're all going big on City, Brentford and Villa, and I'm just hoping I can actually make a decision. Normal service is resumed. Don't worry. Last week, I was just in the depths of nowhere with no Wi-Fi. I know absolutely no one cared, but Kelly Summers back with you on the FPL pod, back alongside Sam and Jules. Guys, I'm very sorry. A bit embarrassing, really, in the year 2025 to go somewhere that doesn't have good Wi-Fi. But you survived. Ian did well. I don't think his team did so well off the back of it, but hey-ho.
We missed you.
Yeah, you don't need to say that. I know you love Ian as well. Ian's great, so thank you to Ian for stopping in. How are you both? It's a bit of an awkward one as well, isn't it? Because, of course, we're recording late on Wednesday night. And, Sam, what's just happened? I wanted to get her to get it out of her system and you get it out of your system and we can all move on.
Since our last podcast, Jules has beat me twice, with the derby at the weekend.
That's
and
true.
Now midweek. Yeah,
I scored 9 goals against you.
Well done. Let's move on.
And Jules is actually out in Paris, was watching that. We don't need to get his review of that game right now, though. What we do need is a review of the last game week, and I'm going to be off more often because I had my best game week compared to you two for quite a while. It felt like it was another rough game week, though, another low-scoring game week. Jules, 42, how did it go? What went well? What didn't? Oh, and yeah. You free hit, didn't you, actually?
Yeah, and to be fair, you know what? It was really fun to play the free hit. It was great. Picking that team, the 11 that started, potentially, you know, a couple more on the bench. I felt there was quite a lot of ways you could have gone. Not that everything I did work well, because 42 is not really a good free hit result, to be fair. But I picked the team and I was super happy with the team that I picked. Like I said, I felt it was really good fun to pick a free hit team for that game week, even if it didn't really go my way. For example, Igor Thiago scoring one penalty but missing the other. That was a bit rubbish. I thought Matty Cash and Senesi, to be fair, would probably do better, and they didn't. I was convinced that Spurs would score, so I didn't want an Arsenal defender. And to be fair, Timber still had some points with the assist. But overall, I was right about Spurs scoring at Arsenal and maybe not doubling on the Arsenal defense, for example. So there was a lot of things that I like. Sanchez in goal, I think, was a good pick. But overall, I know 42 feels a little bit disappointing, but I felt it was really good fun to play.
Yeah, I love playing the free hit chip. I love it even more though when I don't play and I still beat you. That always feels quite nice. Sam, what about you? A difficult game week, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, again. Sorry. I feel like I can't catch a break with it at the minute. It's just one of those, isn't it, where it's like every week something goes wrong. This week was the week where all of my players decided they couldn't be bothered to turn up and they were either going to be sick, unexpectedly sick on the day and catch a fever. Thank you, Semenyo. Or they were going to get a rest after the international break. Thank you, Caicedo. Which meant that I needed both my Spurs players off the bench in the derby because I had that much faith in my own team that I benched both Kudus and Van de Ven. So going into the week, I was just like, I feel a bit uncertain about what I'm doing. The Semenyo news that he was available was making me feel happier. And then the fact that he then got sick and then wasn't available again was just difficult. I knew it would be tough not having any Chelsea defenders. So that was a worry to me going into it. But it was just one of those weeks where, you know, even the fact that Gay, he was back, I was pleased about that, but only for him to be massively outscored by both Lacroix and Munoz. So yeah, a frustrating one. It's another smallish red arrow. The one thing I will say is that on Sunday night, I was thinking this is going to be catastrophic because going into the Monday night game, I didn't have any Manchester United assets at all. And I was like, I am going to have such a huge red arrow. I don't know if there's going to be any coming back from it. And then Manchester United were disappointing. So from my end, that was actually quite good because it meant that I didn't get quite the battering that I thought I might on Monday evening. So yeah. A difficult one, but we move and we'll go into the next one and I have a chip active. So let's see how that works.
Oh, spoiler. We'll find out about that very soon. I will do very shortly as well. Just quickly, you did the same transfer as me. I did the same transfer as you, whichever way around you want to look at it. Given the last two games for Liverpool, do you regret it as much as I do?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
This was brave, I have to say, because I brought Salah in. And that was a massive mistake. Like Mbeumo, by the way, both of them, I was like watching them was painful. But for you to go for a Liverpool defender, considering how bad they've been defensively. I know lately it was a little bit better maybe, but this kind of chaos was never too far away.
He was actually my highest scoring defender though, apart from Gahey and Timber with their second return. You have to think that he does always get the DEFCON because they do love to concede and they give up plenty of opportunities at the minute. Do I regret it? I think I do.
I think I might get rid of him straight away this week.
I will not blame you.
Wow. Straight away.
Even away at West Ham, you can't guarantee that they don't concede against West Ham.
Yeah, I just don't trust them at the moment, and there's other players that I want more. And sometimes I think, I don't like doing that. It feels like a waste of a transfer. But equally, if you've got a move that you don't like, you can't just keep a player that you don't want just because it's only been 1 week. I don't know. Really? I haven't definitely decided, but it's looking that way.
Is he the biggest problem in your team though?
I've got 3 free transfers and he's not the biggest, but he's one that moving him could make the rest of my team significantly better, I think.
Yeah, fair enough.
We'll talk about transfers later in the show and I'll talk about it more then. But let's just quickly check in on the FPL Pod Mini League. There's a new leader at the summit once again. It feels like this is the case every week at the moment. Ali Ghulami and Il Capo 00. I think that's how you pronounce the team. Il Capo 00. Whatever it was, didn't get 0 points, fortunately. Got 58, all about the defence in this one. Henderson's clean sheet, an assist for Timber, and had Munoz and Anderson, of course. They both got double digits. Also, like Jules, had Minter's 11 points. Ali's just 1 point, though, ahead of Casey Madonna, who's in second. Casey still had a green arrow this week, despite captaining Mbeumo, and of course, Mbeumo only got 1 point. Also transferred in Minter this week. Looks like a brilliant transfer, that one, doesn't it? I'm really glad that I had Minter for the 2 weeks he didn't return. Unfortunately for Casey, they did leave those 11 points on the bench. We also wanted to shout out to Samson Oja in fourth. He transferred in Trossard this week and had Ezza and Timber alongside him. That got him 37 points. So that was the Arsenal triple up that everyone wanted last week. A reminder, if you haven't joined the league yet, the code is XY6XPL. Sorry to do this, Sam. It's been another week of European action. Unfortunately, there's been no Europa League or Europa Conference as of yet, so this might be quite Champions League heavy. Jules, what's been going on other than a result in Paris, maybe?
I mean, 6 Premier League clubs, as you know, in the Champions League. Start with Newcastle on Tuesday, away in Marseille. Another good for Harvey Barnes, which, to be fair, is in great form. For the rest, it was a massive mistake by Nick Pope that really cost his team massively. Voltomato was on the bench and came on. Didn't really do anything. It's another away game. I know they won in the Champions League away at Union Saint-Gilloise, but this was bad as their away form in the Premier League. So a night to forget for Newcastle. Really, Chelsea were impressive against Barcelona. Outplayed them, outcoached them. Maresca, Estevao, the bright star in this game. I mean, nobody can say and guarantee that he's going to start at the weekend against Arsenal on Sunday. But on Tuesday night, it was really outstanding. We saw another goal for Enzo, one for Neto, being very good too. Almost a perfect performance from a Chelsea point of view. Manchester City, on the other hand, massive turnover from Pep Guardiola, 10 changes and a defeat 2-0 at home to Bayer Leverkusen, where they had chances and, to be fair, they should have got something from the game. But the Pep roulette didn't work out at all. Arsenal, very impressive win against Bayern. They're now the only team unbeaten in the Champions League this season and they showed for it. The substitutions and the coaching from Arteta worked really well. Martinelli and Madueke both scored off the bench. Another goal on set piece from Timber this time. So if you have him and he's in good form, no Incapier and no Calafiori in that starting lineup either. Liverpool, chaos again. Another defeat by 3-goal margin, the third in a row. Losing 4-1 at home to PSV Eindhoven. Szoboszlai scored and that's about the only good thing about that game. And then finally, I think Spurs might have been in Europe maybe on Wednesday night, but I'll let Sam talk about that. 5-3.
I didn't know where to step in then.
It was great. You can come back anytime, Spurs.
It was an exciting game for you to watch. You know, at least we came and entertained you.
Neutral.
Yeah. It was a fun game to watch, if nothing else.
Moving on. Chips. Now, when we logged on to the call, by the way, we're recording at 11:30, thanks to Jules' ridiculous schedule, on a Wednesday night because he is in Paris. And also, Jules asked to do a bit later tomorrow. I can't because I've got other stuff on. So, yeah, we're doing it at 11:30. And actually, Sam, you said to me, I've updated the notes that you write ahead of the script and you've had to update them multiple times. That's because there's been so much movement with Chips, hasn't there?
Yeah, it's been mad. I've never seen Over the last, when I wrote this first script on Monday, there was a number of chips that were in play, and I wrote in the script, I expect that this will rise significantly over the next few days. I didn't expect it to rise quite as significantly as it has in the last 24 hours. So I think as the games were played last night, there were a bit of an increase in the number of chips being played. And then as the games were happening tonight, there were significantly more. And I wonder if in part that's because people are looking at the teams that they have ready for game week 13 and thinking, oh, I don't really love the players that I have. And maybe they bought in Virgil last week, or they bought in Salah and they've watched this Liverpool performance and they're thinking, oh, I'm not sure I want that. So the number of free hits has gone up substantially. But interestingly, it's the number of triple captains that has significantly risen in the past 24 hours. It's going to be a very heavy chip week for all of us to contend with, even if you're not playing one.
Jules, you used a chip last week. Have you got any chips left?
Yeah, triple captain is active now as well.
Okay, yes. Yeah,
I'm going for it.
Mine isn't yet, but mine will be as well. Let me guess, Erling Haaland playing Leeds? Yeah, it feels like...
That makes sense.
So in terms of like the popular chips, it does feel like most of the people, I mean, I'm not speaking for everyone, but most of the people I'm speaking to, if you've got a free hit or a triple captain, it feels like that's what's being activated. Sam, which one? I reckon you're probably going free hit.
I've activated my free hit this week. I hate
is that
my team.
Is that because you want to get rid of them for a week?
Yeah. You don't want to see them anymore.
Do you know what? It's one of those, isn't it, with the free hit where I was looking at it and going, I really dislike my team for this week. Like there's a number of players in there that have got good fixtures coming up, but not a great fixture this week. There's players that I really want for this week that I just have no route to. And even if I got them with points hits, next week I don't love their fixtures. I've got Virgil at the back and I can't see a clean sheet for Liverpool again. And I'm looking at the fixtures and thinking, well, this is an opportunity. This feels like an opportunity. And I was really torn. So like on the live stream we did on Sunday night, I was backwards and forwards. And I did a whole spreadsheet of pros and cons for why I should play the free hit and why I should play the triple captain. And in the end, I was like, I think I'm just going to free hit it because I don't see another such obvious week for my free hit. Whereas the triple captain, maybe there's other windows where I can deploy it and I'll feel like I'm increasing the potential of my team in 2 weeks rather than just in this week. So that, yeah, the free hit has made me feel a lot better. I like my team quite substantially more, which probably means they're going to absolutely tank, but you know, here we go. And I'll tell you who's in there later.
When you look through for your chips, Jules, obviously you don't have as many chips left as particularly me. Yeah. But when you were earmarking when you could play triple captain, was this the obvious one or was there a few that you considered?
No, there was this one and then game week 17 where City are at home against West Ham and Haaland loves going against West Ham. This is Leeds at home. He was born in Leeds. I think there's always a bit of a special game for him. And also he hasn't scored for two games in a row, which in itself is pretty unusual. Away at Newcastle on Saturday where he should have scored, he has chances, his expected goals is 1.56. And yet there's a massive miss. The first one where Pope goes AWOL, the second one takes a shot at Pope. He looks like he's taking that goal for granted a little bit, from if I'm honest. So, and then against Bayer Leverkusen in the Champions League on Tuesday night, he's on the bench, comes on after the hour, and then again has a one-on-one with the keeper, Flecken, and can't score. So it's really rare that Erling Haaland blanks for three games in a row in all competitions, doesn't score at all. So I think this could be the one. And I did think about game week 17 and West Ham. I just thought, may as well playing in now because I knew a lot of people would also. And you don't want to fall behind if you don't play now. Even if game week 17 might bring you as many points, I would rather have as many as all the other triple captain who have him this week than wait another three game weeks or so.
Yeah, when I was looking at it, for me, the triple captain, because obviously I've got triple captain, I've still got free hit, I've still got my bench boost as well. And when I was looking at it, there was two windows where I thought I could use the triple captain. I can't remember off the top of my head, I should have written it down. What game week, Arsenal play Wolves.
Yeah,
game
16.
And so I thought about saving the triple captain for them. Sam, is that potentially when you're thinking of using your triple captain?
Yeah, potentially, yeah. I think that's definitely one of the options on the list is Saka versus Wolves.
Yeah, that was my other one, but I just, for all the reasons you've just said, I just really like Erling Haaland. I could also play my bench boost this week, to be honest. I've got three free transfers and I could make my bench better, but it feels like for me this week, I think triple captain's the strongest. Sam, can you understand why people would potentially wild card this week as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think my issue with the wild card is that if you pick the players that have got the best fixtures this week and try to optimise your team for the week, they aren't the players with the best fixtures moving forward. So I do kind of feel like if you wildcard this week, you'll be in a spot where you look at your team for game week 14, and by the way, that's only a midweek, and go, ooh, there's a lot of players in here that I don't really like. And that's fine if you've got a load of transfers in your bank and you can, you know, move stuff around again. But that worries me. It does. There are some positives. You can plan for AFCON now because, you know, we're getting close to that. So you can start to remove those players from your team. You can form a player base that's not going to leave. And that allows you to optimize the free transfers that you're going to be given for AFCON. And it also allows you to fix those injury issues. Like, there's going to be a load of players that have still got Gabriel in their team. He's the most heavily sold player again this week, unsurprisingly, but he'll still be in a lot of teams. You're going to have players that you don't necessarily want anymore. You know, Anton Semenyo's dropped off a cliff in terms of his numbers and obviously has missed the last match as well. So you can start to fix those issues. So there's definite benefits to it. But I just wonder whether... I think if you have the free hit or the triple captain, both of them feel like better picks. And we're seeing that in the number of chips played, that there's far less wild cards than there are triple caps and free hits in play.
Sam, did you run through? And my memory is so bad, it's late at night. You didn't run through how many of each chip, or did you?
No, I didn't.
In the plot? No. Spot the mum who's got a child that's going through a sleep regression, isn't sleeping, and is normally in bed by 9 p.m. Okay, so the chips that are currently in play then. Triple captain. Oh my gosh, this is... I also can't really see, and this is written really small. I should have zoomed in. And this is probably changing as I'm speaking, but as it stands at 11:57 p.m. on Wednesday night, there's just under 300,000 triple captains. There's just over 112,000 free hits. Just over, oh, this one's really small, 56,000 wildcards and almost 41,000 bench boosts. So yeah, there's a distinct favourite there with the triple captain, but the free hit isn't far behind. And just a quick word on bench boost as well, Jules. I guess if you're like me, and I've still kind of been building my squad for my bench boost and still not used it, there is quite a lot of my players have good fixtures this week, but it just feels like it's not... the most, if it was the only chip I had, I'd use it. It's just not the most powerful one for this week, I feel like.
Yeah, I agree. Because if you look, you know, Chelsea play Arsenal, and it's quite likely that you might have two of each facing each other. And again, you
I've
don't
got
know.
Five,
how,
personally.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know how that goes.
Five in a game.
Crystal Palace against Manchester United. If you wanted to invest heavily in United after Monday night, I don't know why you would. But anyway, if it's your thing, then we respect it. But again, this is not an easy fixture. Yes, there are some obvious ones to target, like Brentford at home to Burnley, City, we said, at home to Leeds, and things like that. But it's true that might not suit your bench as well as maybe another game week further down the line where it will feel like the players that you have or the ones that you want to bring in a week or so have better fixtures for you to play your bench boost.
Yeah, I guess for me as well, I kind of just want to use the bench boost because then you can kind of... Not that I have loads of money in it, to be honest, because I've got the likes of Xhaka and Mukiele, but like if you've got an expensive bench that you want to start stripping almost, Sam, then that's a reason to use it potentially as well, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, taking money out of the bench to put into the starting 11 is often a reason that we give for using the bench boost. I mean, obviously, usually use it later on in the season. It's a double game week and you feel like there's plenty of maximised potential. But that is definitely a factor. It's like, is that, you know, I don't need a squad of 15 anymore. The thing is, though, this year, it's not really about the money because the premium assets just aren't really setting the world on fire. Like, you can quite happily have all the premium assets you want right now because Cole Palmer's been out injured, Mo Salah's not performing, Gabriel's now injured, so you're not having to have another premium defender, and there's plenty of cheaper defender options that you can bring in instead of him. Like, we went for Virgil, but you could easily have downgraded and gone for one of the 4.5s and still have had, well, probably have had better returns last week. So I think that's less of a factor for most managers now. I think for most managers, you'll probably look at your team and think it's unlikely that your bench is going to be set up that well for this week, given what Jules was saying about the other fixtures that are at play. And there's probably going to be another game week, maybe even in the midweek fixtures, although you've got the risk of rotation, where your team has better fixtures. And I think it's very team dependent, this one. Whereas with the others, we can kind of talk around the better weeks. The bench boost is just going to be when you look at your team and think, there's at least one player on my bench that I really don't want to be on my bench this week. And if that's the case, that's a moment to stop and think about whether the bench boost is the right thing.
Okay. Well, let's just quickly have a word on triple captain. Myself and Jules are going with Erling Haaland. Is it worth considering, Jules, anyone else? There's no one else. Maybe another City player this game week, potentially.
Maybe, yeah. Jeremy Doku, for example, if you like, or Phil Foden or Ryan Cherki, those kind of attacking profiles. I did look at Igor Thiago. If you have Igor Thiago at home to Burnley, I know he missed that second penalty we talked about earlier against Brighton. That proved quite costly, by the way, for Brentford, but he's still been in great form. He's on penalties, usually quite reliable on them. And Brentford at home, as we expect every season, really are pretty strong too. So that's another potential one that you could have. But really, I mean, the outstanding favourite for your triple captain if you play this week has to be Erling Haaland.
Agree, Sam?
Yeah, I think I'd give a little shout out to Morgan Rodgers as well. Last couple of games, really good form, great fixture for Villa. They're so good at home. Wolves are so bad, and particularly away from home, that you could go there. But yeah, it feels like Haaland, doesn't it? Like, I also don't really trust the Pep roulette, given that we've already seen it massively in action in the Champions League. And then they've got another fixture in midweek. I think going outside of Haaland in the Man City team does feel a little bit risky.
And on a week where Erling Haaland's got Leeds, to triple captain someone else. I guess if maybe you haven't got the funds to get to Haaland or don't have him, then potentially that's the only reason. But if you haven't got Haaland at this point, you must be having a tricky season. Come on then, free hits, pros and cons. Go on, Sam, talk us through. We've kind of already mentioned your thought process.
It gives me a bit of time to let the injured players sort themselves out, get back fit again and come back into my team. Allows me to target the best fixtures for this week, where I don't have any. Like at the minute, I don't have any Brentford players. I don't have any Villa players. I only have Haaland for Manchester City. So it allows me to target those fixtures, optimise my squad by having as many of those players in as possible. It allows me to get rid of the players with the difficult fixtures. So I'm probably going to mostly get rid of my Arsenal assets, not completely, but mostly. Same with Palace, mostly, but not completely get rid of most of their assets.
See, that's interesting, actually, because I was more swaying towards the free hit than I watched Manchester United on Monday night and thought, actually, I don't mind. I thought I was going to want a Man United player. I really wasn't going to want Palace, but that actually swung my decision a little bit.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, there's a risk of this, right? So there is there's definite risk involved in not putting Saka in my free hit team when he's in my regular team, because the chances of him doing something and it upsetting me are quite large. And it's the same with my Palace. Like, I have not got Mateta in my free hit draft, for example, and that absolutely could come back to haunt me. But I kind of feel like when you're free hitting in a single game week, you just have to go for it, and you have to like do what Jules did last week and just try and pick the best players for the game week, pick the players with the best fixture in the best form in that moment, and go with them. And that means making some sacrifices that maybe I wouldn't necessarily make otherwise. Normally it's easy because you do it in a blank game week. They don't have a fixture, or you sell a single game week player for somebody playing in a double game week, but we don't have that luxury. So now we're having to make tough decisions in a single game week. So I'm going all in on the players with the best fixtures and hoping that that gives me a massive green arrow, because something's got to change with my season.
Jules, I know you only played your free hit last week, so you'll have already been semi-looking ahead to this week. If you had your free hit available still, would you use it over triple captain?
Yeah, I think because you've got that option of playing the triple captain on Haaland for the West Ham game at the Etihad as well in game week 17, as we said earlier, or potentially an Arsenal one on game week 16 against West Ham? No.
Wolves.
Not West Ham. Wolves. Even better. Sorry for Wolves fans. No offense. I think that's another option that you would have. So yeah, you could, if you feel that free hit, this is the best game week for you to target, like we said, City, Brentford, Villa, those kind of teams, then yeah, definitely go for it. You still have another opportunity to play your triple captain. The other around, I'm not so sure it's true though. So I think this is a really good week to play your free. Otherwise, I don't think there's another better week to play your free than this one.
Oh gosh, by the end of this podcast, I'm going to have changed my mind, aren't I? Now let's get on to it. You know what I'm like? Let's be honest, I only brought in Virgil van Dijk last week because I was worried that everyone else was bringing him in. Not just you guys, it just felt like the whole world was. And even though I was going, it doesn't feel great. It didn't feel great. It didn't turn out great, did it? Okay, if you're like me as an FPL player, you listen to other podcasts, you watch other content and everything. I scroll through, if I know someone's about to reveal their team, like a free hit team, a wildcard team, I scroll through. I don't listen to any of the preamble. I just want to get to that. So undoubtedly, Sam, there's going to be a few people like me that have done exactly the same on this podcast and are itching to hear free hit team. So hit us up.
Okay. So it's Martinez and Dubravka in goal targeting.
But, well, just wait before this might change, right? Because this is Wednesday night. It might change.
Yeah, but Sam is more prepared and advanced planning than you are, Jules. No, so it will be a lot more set than yours.
As you know, planning, talent and vision is very strong in my house. But I was just wondering if we should take this
seriously
or not.
I reckon that her free hit will outscore your free hit last week. I'm just going to put that out.
Maybe, I hope so. I really, really
I hope for you too, to be fair.
For your sake, I hope it does too. Otherwise, I might actually have to resign. I might have to resign otherwise. I might have to get
just
a new...
American football fantasy.
Instead. Yeah, I'm doing all right in UCL fantasy.
Go on,
people are
scrolling. People are going, Sam, tell us.
So Dubravka and Martinez in goal, obviously, I'm going to play Martinez. And then a back... five, and I think I'm going to only play three of them, which is again problematic. So currently I've got O'Reilly, Munoz and Vandenberg. Now Munoz absolutely feels like the one that's going to kill me because I've taken out Gehi, so it's inevitable that I'm going to be on the wrong Palace defender, but we are where we are. I don't know what to do about Timber. I've still got him there alongside Van de Ven. I'd quite happily play, if I could play a bench boost with this squad, it would be perfect because I've still got like nigh on 6 million in the bank or something ridiculous with this squad as well. So who knows what I'm going to do defensively because there's problems there. And then a midfield five of Doku, Gakpo, although after Liverpool's performance in the Champions League,
why
I'm not sure.
Gakpo?
Because Jules, West Ham have improved significantly and I don't want Salah. But I do just feel like they will concede. Liverpool will score and Gakpo feels like the most likely.
Go for Soboslai then, no?
Yeah, maybe. And maybe it's one of those because, like I said, I've got so much money in the bank that it's kind of like I could have Salah if I wanted to. Yeah. But I think that's why I've settled on Gakpo. That might yet change. And actually, I might end up moving to a bit of a Christmas tree formation and play four at the back and then just three in midfield, in which case I wouldn't have Gakpo. But Doku pretty much feels locked. I've also got Sharda. Have flirted with the idea of Dango, but I'm quite happy with Sharda. And then Rodgers with Marlon also on the bench. And then up front, I've got Haaland and Thiago with Bowen on the bench, who also feels like he might actually do really well. So the bench feels... And this is part of the problem, I think, because you don't spend loads of money on a premium, apart from Haaland. There's money everywhere. And so that means that this squad feels like a really great 15. And so inevitably I'm going to bench some points, but just have to hope I pick the right 11 out of them. But there's quite a few locks and quite a few that are still possibly getting tweaked, like the Gakpo position. I feel like that might change.
Go on, Jules. Other than agreeing that maybe Gakpo, or disagreeing, sorry, on Gakpo, what else do you think of that team? Who else would you have for you, Jennifer?
Gakpo is the one maybe that I would... wonder about. I think there could be an Aston Villa defender in there, and I know your defense is very strong already and you've got Martinez in goal, but you could double up, I think, against Wolves at Villa Park. 6 wins in 7 in the Premier League for them. They're really on fire at the moment. For Brentford, I'm not sure if I would go for Shadow, but I think Igor Thiago is a really good pick. And for Man City, I like the Doku pick a lot, and O'Reilly, as you know, I've had him for a few weeks now, so I think those three make sense with Haaland. Obviously, I think Van de Ven and Spurs probably won't concede against Fulham. They can't concede, they've just conceded 9. I mean, this is for your own health and all health of Spurs fans, so I could see Van de Ven doing well against Fulham too. But like we said, I think it's a really good week to play your free hit. There's a lot of options. I felt there was a lot of options when I played it last week, and again, I Salah was wrong and Mbeumo was wrong, but it felt good to pick them at that time. And I think I think this could be a lot of fun to do your free hit this week.
Mm, how set are you then, Sam? Is it just the Gakpo position in the benching?
And the Bowen one, like I've kind of undenied about that third forward slot for a while. At one point, I had Isak in there, and then questioned my own sanity, and so took him back out again. I've had Salah in over Gakpo. I do feel like it's that Liverpool game. I might just stay clear of it altogether and just take them both out and just ignore the game because I don't know how to read it. I do agree with what Jules was saying about Aston Villa, because at the minute I've only got two Villa players playing because Marlon's going to be on the bench. So there is a part of me that wants to get Matt Cash as well.
That's going to be my transfer this week.
Yeah, but the trouble with doing that is then who goes from that defence? Because O'Reilly and Vandenberg, I definitely want to play because I think there's clean sheets in there for both of those two. Plus, Vandenberg just gets defensive contribution points every week. So I feel like his floor this week is probably 6, but his ceiling's more like 8, 10, 12, like if he gets an attacking return as well. Similar for O'Reilly. Maybe I risk going without a Palace defender, but it feels risky given that the rest of the game is going to have a Palace defender. Maybe I risk going without Timber, but it feels like a risk given the rest of the game is going to have an Arsenal defender. Like I did ponder on, instead of having Martinez, having Raya, because it covers out Arsenal that way and allows me to invest in the Villa defence. I feel like I'm nearly there. Like I think I'm probably 90% of the way there. It's just tinkering around the edges with these other picks. Like I actually quite fancy the idea of a Spurs attacker against Fulham as well, but I just can't work out how I'd get them in or even which one, because I suspect there's going to be mass rotation after the Champions League game. You know, Tell's not in the Champions League squad, for example. So he started in the aftermath of the Champions League games in the Premier League, but I don't think I want to go there. Kudus had most of the game off as a rest. He's in my actual team. Do I want him in this one as well? I'm not sure. So yeah, I think I'm nearly there.
I think what's tricky is the third forward, who for everyone, really, whether you play your free hit, your wild card, if you have a free transfer or two, because Haaland is obviously Haaland. Then I think Igor Thiago is a good time to bring him into your team for this game week, and he's been on great form. Who is the third one, though? You know, Voltomada, Mateta, Joel Pedro.
Watkins for a little bit.
Watkins, but Watkins is so out of form. It's ridiculous, really. Voltomada, the same. Mateta looked tired on the weekend, and then he would probably play, I would think, on Thursday night against Strasbourg because he's in France, because he's the Conference League, and usually he plays in those games. So he would play again against United at the weekend. But that third one is really interesting. You can't go for Isak, surely, although he will start because Ekitike picked up that injury for Liverpool. There's Bowen, there's Evanilson. I guess Welbeck is probably the most informed potential third forward for your squad. So it's that third. I find that third one a bit tricky this week.
They're really tricky. I just have also got the fear of not having, you mentioned there, Sam, you're trying to cover off some of the highly owned players, but you also have to let some of them go, don't you, when you're doing a free hit as part of the fear. And I think that's, you know, I'm a manager that kind of plays in fear, I guess, of missing out. And it just worries me not having a Saka. He's a big game player. If I free hit, I'll get rid of him. And yeah, there's nothing worse than when you see one of your normal players returning, and then it feels like then you almost have to go back to them the next week and be like, oh, sorry, can you do that again for me? Sorry, I didn't have faith in you last week.
We talk about reducing the route to pain in our house. So that is a strategy that we regularly discuss.
In FPL, right? Not just life.
Not in life, in FPL. And by that, we mean reducing the amount of players that can hurt us or the amount of other teams that can hurt us in our FPL team. So you try and maximise the points returns that you can get out of your squad, whilst at the same time reducing the amount of pain that you can be inflicted on you by other managers having players that you don't. So for example, up until bringing in Gahey, I had a big, massive route to paying with not having a Palace defender because they were very, very heavily owned. So I reduced the risk to paying by bringing in Gahey to cover out that Palace defence. Now, it's not completely worked because he hasn't outscored any of them so far. However, it has reduced the fact that if Crystal Palace get a clean sheet, I'm covered. The same with having Timber. You know, if I take Timber out on a free hit, the route to pain is massive because Arsenal defence, by all those that are not free hitting, is owned by pretty much everybody in some form or another, whether it's Timber, whether it's Raya, whether it's somebody else. They are very heavily owned. So I'm conscious in the back of my head of wanting to reduce the routes to pain, but also to maximise the chip by really going for it with this free hit, because otherwise, what is the point of doing it? If you're not going to play the fixtures and really target the teams that are good, have good fixtures, hence the treble up on Man City and Brentford and Aston Villa, why do it otherwise? Mm. So yeah, routes to pain, but also routes to green arrows. That feels really important.
Okay. I think we've had enough chip chat for this week. Also, another thing to say though, if you haven't got a chip, don't worry, or maybe should you hide behind the sofa? What do you think, Jules? I've got loads, so it doesn't matter. But
you always have loads late anyway.
But some people will have used them all, won't they?
But it's what we say all the time. I know it's a bit of a cliche, but if you play them well, it doesn't matter if you don't have them anymore now. If you play them well, it's good. It's always finding the right time or when you feel it's the right time to play your triple captain. And because they are so valuable, obviously, in the game that you don't want. And I know, that, again, going back to my free hit, 42 points seems low. But again, I don't really have many regrets. There's not a player that I wish I'd put in or that I thought of putting in that I didn't and then performed really, really well.
Did you work out what your team would have got?
No,
oh,
to be fair.
Don't do that. Don't do that. It's the worst thing
I'm not that interested because, again, I was super
next
happy.
Week, though, Sam.
Oh, you're good. I'll be counting myself, Kel.
Yeah, exactly.
To be fair.
I was going to say. Because I was super happy with the team and in the end, it didn't work out, whatever. But I was really happy with the team. So again, it's just play them well. Whenever you play them, just play them well.
Okay, then let's move on now to differential of the week. And once again, these two had a disaster class.
Last week it went well. Can we be clear that last week we did well, right, Jules?
I wasn't here, so it doesn't count.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry,
we did do well. Yeah. We had 9 and 10 last week. That was good.
That's about the cumulative thing that you got all season to that point, wasn't it? And this week you got a grand total of all Sam, a massive contribution from you again, once again. Whole 0 points.
How many blank did you had a lot of zeros in your differential? I think.
They haven't got zero most weeks. They've got like one or two. This guy.
Oh, great. Huge points. Casemiro got 0. Matty Cash got 2 points, Jules, so you can't exactly sit there laughing.
I know. Although there's a second assist for him. You know, the Rogers.
No,
first
who are you picking
I'm just
week?
Saying FPL.
Who are you picking this week? Who are you picking this week?
I've gone for Jeremy Doku. And
I'll give you
the numbers. 6.5 million, which is, I think, quite cheap. And I think he's a little bit undervalued or underpriced. Even Savinho is more expensive, which is a bit strange. But anyway, 8.2% of the managers has gone up since I prepared for the show, I think. So hear me out. Excellent against Liverpool. Outstanding performance. Was rested for an hour or 45 minutes against Bayer Leverkusen in midweek in the Champions League. So he will start, obviously, at the weekend against Leeds. So far this season, if you look back at his season in FPL, it's either the guy does nothing and blanks and 1.2 points, or it's a double digit. There's just nothing in between. So I would think that this week, he will get maybe something in between. He should have got something away at Newcastle because there's two great through balls that should have been assist, one for Foden, one for Haaland. So I felt he was a little bit unlucky in this game. But to be fair, when he's on form, he's on great form and he guarantees you a lot of points.
Okay, well, now you've picked him this week, it means that he's going to get 0. So
don't say
well
that.
Done for jinxing him. And Sam will be hoping he isn't because he's in a free hit. Who have you gone for with your differential, Sam?
Well, I picked Morgan Rogers and then did a load of research, was really happy with it. And then I looked at the table and I've already picked him. So I've picked someone else.
Oh.
I should have checked first. But anyway, so I've got Kevin Sharder this week also in my free hit team. He will cost you 7 million. He's only owned by 1.3% of the game. So a really, really lovely differential. And if it comes in, will be fantastic this week. He's registered 5 attacking returns, 3 goals and 2 assists, with 4 of them coming in the last 7 game weeks. He would have had another assist to his name had Thiago scored that penalty that he won for him against Brighton last week. He's had 50 penalty area touches, which is actually more than Thiago, and he's created 13 chances for his teammates. 3 of those have been big chances. Brentford have won 4 of their 6 matches at home this season. They face Burnley, who are top 4 conceding shots with 207, shots on target with 69, big chances created with 36, and they've also surrendered the second most headed attempts on goal, which Sharder is particularly good at. So I think that will bode well for him. And Scott Parker's men have also allowed more crosses and more key passes down their right flank than any other club, which is good news for Sharder, who's on the left. There you go.
I enjoyed your delivery of that as well. Yeah. I don't get any extra points for that.
I've got to deliver it well because nothing else is going well. So I might as well deliver it properly.
I was going to say you've got to deliver it well because I never deliver any points. Transfers and captains.
Savage.
Been off for a week. I've got too many insults saved up from last week, haven't I? I'm only joking. Transfers and captains. This is going to be a short section. Erling Haaland. Should we all go home?
Yeah, even triple captain, as we said. Yeah. I've made my transfer already, Sigo Thiago.
You feeling all right?
Yeah.
Not because of him, I meant because you made it early.
What's happening?
Don't ask me. I don't know, don't ask me. Well, I thought he's going to go up in price. Is that what you said?
You started to think about that.
Oh my goodness,
not
you're turning into a proper FPL manager.
All right, Sam, calm down,
not quite. When I prepared for the show, I thought, may as well do it now, because then I would not have the time until the deadline, probably. So, but as frustrating as it was to see him missing that penalty, and I swear to you, watching that game on Saturday, I had a feeling on the second. I said to the kids, I know he's gonna miss this one. I was so convinced. I could see in his eyes, and obviously he missed it. But he's on great form. He's returning four of the last five, I think, in the Premier League, obviously. So on good form, and like for all the reasons that also Sam said, that Brentford should do really well against Burnley on Saturday, I think Igor Thiago makes a lot of sense. And Voltomado has been off it, let's be honest. Mm. I like him. He's got a very special skill set, but he hasn't been in good form.
Okay, Sam, you've made a lot of transfers.
Yeah, when I was doing it, because obviously you have to do it and then you activate the free hit chip. So I was at one point, I was at minus 44 points. That's how many transfers I've made in that one sitting. That is the only negative about playing the free hit this week, is that I can't actually make a transfer and fix my team. So I will have to see all of their faces come back in for the midweek round in 14.
Okay, that is where we will leave it. The very best.
And yours is cash. Did you say yours is cash?
So yeah, as it stands, I'm probably going to...
She's going to free hit.
Yeah, to be honest.
Know, of course you will.
I haven't done anything yet, but well, no, I will, if I don't free hit, I will do Virgil van Dijk to Matty Cash, probably Enzo, although him scoring really kind of ruffled a few feathers for me, because I was like, I've got to get rid of Enzo. I literally sent a message to my friend saying, I'm going to get rid of him. I'm fed up with this. I went to the shop, got a text while I was in the shop saying he's just scored. And I was like, brilliant. But also that makes my decision
could
a
have
bit
had
harder.
A hat in the Champions League as well. Yeah. He's going to stay on sides.
He's going to play that
And that's what's tough, actually, because actually I'd rather keep him, because I think he's got better fixtures. So the other thing is that the other situation is I sell Semenyo. And I want to sell Enzo because of the fixture this week, but actually I'm being blinded by the one fixture, which isn't why we play FPL. We should look at the bigger picture. So maybe that isn't more of a reason to play.
It's a reason to free hit.
Yeah. So yeah, I, if I don't free hit, I will do one of those two players to Semenyo, Virgil van Dijk to Matty Cash. And then I will probably... I've wanted Nico O'Reilly for a while, just because I've still got my bench boost as well. But I also like the Jeremy Doku pick. I've got three free transfers, so they would be... I would do two Villa and one City if I do it.
Nice.
Okay. I'm going to activate the free hit.
The free hit is calling you.
You're free. I can't believe
you.
You
know what is calling me?
With the triple
it
count.
Is 22 minutes past midnight. My bed is calling me. That's what's calling me. I don't want to think about this anymore because it's stressing me out. A reminder, guys, it's a Saturday afternoon deadline this weekend. Sam's play here. It's a 1:30 a.m. I hope it's not, because I'm not staying up
to
1:30 a.m. It's 1:30 p.m. That's 90 minutes before the 3:30 p.m. games. The Fantasy Show is back on Friday. I've got two people with me in the studio, but I can't remember who. So tune in to find out. My brain's gone. We've also got midweek game week next week. So that means there is no off the bench. Best news for you guys is there is going to be a Sunday night record for you. So there'll be a Monday pod out. My daughter's just woken up, so I'm really going now. The best of luck, guys. Bye.